Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I am so grateful that you've joined me for today's weekday meditation. Let me take you straight to the text in Proverbs chapter 19. I know you know this, but Proverbs is a book that a father has written to a son to give this son great knowledge and great wisdom. And so let me read the first three verses in Proverbs chapter 19 that says, "Better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and a fool. Enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Haste makes mistakes, and people ruin their lives by their own foolishness and then are angry at the Lord." Whatever it is you're dealing with today, friend, the scriptures are saying it's so much better to be honest. It's so much better to ask the Lord for wisdom and knowledge, and it is so much better to not by our own pride make the mistakes of foolishness and then turn around and blame the Lord. It is so much better to just simply come to Him. So in that spirit today, let's prepare ourselves to meditate and kind of stop everything that's going on in your life. Step off the treadmill, maybe pull your car over into a parking lot. Be able to find a place of quietude and solitude. And in that quietude, just offer up this prayer to the Lord. God, today, I need wisdom and I need knowledge. Would you step into my life knowing that I would rather be poor than to be dishonest? I want, Lord, for not just myself to have enthusiasm for my day, but knowledge that has heaven-sent wisdom. And Lord, don't let me ruin my life and those around me that I love by my own foolishness or selfishness. Lord, I don't want to be angry at you because you are the giver of all that is good. And now in the sense of that prayer and in the quietude as we stepped in the presence of the Lord, let's draw our attention to our breath. Let our muscles relax and fall at ease. Let's take in a deep breath with that life-giving oxygen. And exhale. And this time as you send that oxygen in, let it just saturate you all the way to the marrow of your bone with the presence that God has given you life today. And with this exhale, just force out all that stress. And now come to the Lord. Tell the Lord something you're grateful for right now. And now come before the Lord and tell Him something that you have kind of put into your life that's foolishness and ask Him to remove that and forgive you. Come in a sense of repentance. And Lord, whatever sin is in my life, would you bring it to the top of my head and the tip of my tongue that I might give it to you and leave it with you. And now I invite you to take a couple of moments and literally just hush. Let your mind and your soul, let everything about you be ready to be prompted and to be directed by the Spirit of God as He speaks into your life the wisdom and the life-giving knowledge that you can walk and live in Him and rest in Him today. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, thanks so much for joining me again. Let me read this text one last time. Better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and a fool. Enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Haste makes mistakes. People ruin their lives by their own foolishness and then are angry at the Lord. That next verse I didn't read earlier says, wealth makes many friends, poverty drives them away. Friend, listen, there is a friend that will never leave you, and his name is the Lord Jesus. Celebrate him today, and I'll look forward to joining you again tomorrow for another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.